Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to church here at Evangel. It's great to see you. Happy New Year's Eve. Whoop, whoop. All right, let's all stand together. And Jesus said, my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. And that's what we're here for this morning, to pray and seek his face and to worship him. Come on, let's sing to him this morning.
And kingdoms will bow down. Oh, and every chain will break as broken hearts declare his praise. Who can stop the Lord? He's coming on the clouds. He's coming on the clouds. Kings and kingdoms will bow down. Oh, and every chain will break as broken hearts declare his praise. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is a lion, the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles, and every knee will bow before him. Our God is a lamb, the lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks the chains, and every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. And every knee will bow before him, yeah. Every knee will bow before you, Lord. So open up, come on. So open up the gates, make way before the King of Kings. God who comes to save is here to set the captives free. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Yeah. Our God is a lion, the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battle. And every knee will bow before him. Our God is a lamb, the lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks the chains. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. And every knee will bow before him. Every knee will bow before the Lord. And you could stop the Lord saying, who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Yeah. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord? Who can stop the Lord? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Yeah. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Stop the Lord Almighty. Yeah. Who can stop the Lord? Our God is the Lion of Judah. And he's roaring with power and fighting our battles. And every knee will bow before him. Our God is the Lamb, the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks the chains, and every knee will bow before the Lion. Every knee, our God is a lion. Our God is a lion, the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles. Every knee will bow before him. Our God is a lamb, the lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks the chains, and every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. And every knee will bow before Him. Our Father everlasting, the all-creating One, God Almighty, through Your Holy Spirit, conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Savior. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus.
Come on, all together, our judge and our defender.
Our judge and our defender, suffered and crucified. Forgiveness is in You. Descended into darkness, You rose in glorious light. Forever seated high. Oh, I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus.
I believe,
and I believe in You. I believe You rose again. Jesus Christ is Lord.
I believe,
and I believe in You. I believe You rose again. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Life eternal.
I believe in life eternal. I believe in the virgin birth. I believe in the saints' communion and in Your holy church. I believe in the resurrection when Jesus comes again. For I believe in the name. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus.
For I believe
in the name. For I believe in the name of Jesus.
Sing these words, for I believe, and I believe in You.
I believe You rose again.
And I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Sing that one more time. Come on, engage our faith this morning.
And I believe in You. I believe You rose again. I believe Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen. Amen. How many of us can say this morning with confidence that we believe that Jesus is Lord? He was Lord of the year that just passed, that is about to end, and he will be Lord in the year to come as well. Amen. Why don't you greet someone to church, then you can make your way to your seat this morning. Excellent. You may be seated. Well, good morning and happy New Year's Eve. It is so exciting to see you here in church this morning. We have a special service to celebrate New Year's Eve. It'll be filled with various scripture reading, various prayer focuses for the year ahead, and we hope that it's a reflective and good opportunity for you as well to connect with the Lord today as we close off 2023. Speaking of closing off 2023, for the offering, today is your last chance to give for the 2023 offering. So if you want it to count towards your tax receipts that you will get in the new year, you have to give today, either by cash through our offering collection in a few minutes, or you can transfer online via e-transfer by midnight to get that in by the deadline. So please keep that in mind. Some kickoffs are happening in the next few weeks. For youth grades 6 to 12, we are meeting together on January 11th from 7 to 9 p.m. That'll be our New Year kickoff. And then a few days later, young adults, college, university, young marrieds, young couples, and anyone else who feels young at heart meets on Sunday, January 14th at 7 p.m. So please keep those dates in mind. And then I want to announce on behalf of Pastor Jennifer, Feast is a one-day intensive Bible study for any ladies who may be interested. There are a few dates that it's taking place across our area here. And so if you are interested in taking part in that, there are cards with information at the info desk on your way out that you can grab. There's also a poster on the bulletin board for information there. Registration is required and meals are covered for this one-day event as well. So any ladies interested in Feast's one-day intensive Bible study, please check that out at the information desk after service. In regards to kids' ministry, kids, because this is a different service, you will be staying in here for the duration of the morning service, so please keep that in mind. However, our nursery is open for anyone ages 0 to 4. You can drop your children off there, and they will be watched throughout the service. That's all I have for announcements. So usher team, you can come forward to collect our morning tithes and offerings, and I will turn it back over to Jono and the worship team at this time. God bless.
You give a life, you are love, you bring light into the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. Oh, great are you, Lord. You give life. You give life. You are love. You bring light into the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Yeah. Great are you, Lord. Oh, great are you, Lord.
It's your breath. Sing it.
It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Yeah. Great are you, Lord. We sing to you, our King. Oh, great are you, Lord. You give life, you give life. You are love. You bring light into the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Oh, great are you. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you, oh yes, it's your breath in our lungs. And we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise into your in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Yeah. Great are you, Lord. Oh, 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 great.
Come on, let's all stand together.
And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. Yeah. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth, will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great. It's your breath in our lungs, so we
pour out our praise, pour out our praise.
It's your breath in our lungs,
so we
pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath, it's your breath in our lungs, so we
pour out our praise, pour out.
In our lungs, so we
pour out our praise
to you only. Sing great,
great are you, Lord.
Singing great are. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is.
The name of Jesus.
You were the Word.
You were the Word at the beginning. One with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation. Now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus
Christ, my King.
What a beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus.
You didn't want heaven without us.
You didn't want heaven without it. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater.
Yeah.
What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing can stand this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of, what a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Oh, nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. You silence the bolts of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory. For you are raised to life. Oh, you have, and you have no rival. You have no equal, now and forever. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all else. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. And nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of, let's sing that again. What a powerful name it is.
What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King.
What a powerful name
it is.
Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. You have no right. You have no equal.
Now and forever, God, you reign.
Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is
the name above all.
You have no rival. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. For yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all else. What a powerful name it is.
What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus. What a
powerful name it is.
Nothing can stand
against.
What a powerful name it is.
The name of Jesus.
the name of Jesus.
Psalm 121 says, I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Lamentations chapter 3, 22 to 26 says, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him. So it is good to wait quietly for salvation from the Lord. And then lastly, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 7 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil.
Father, we give thanks for Pastors Shannon, Jennifer, and Scott for their responding to your call upon their lives. We ask, Lord, that you would renew their strength and increase their faith each day. Fill their hearts with the sure knowledge of your love. Help them to stand firm in their faith and to persevere. Encourage them to rightly handle the Word of God, teaching with power and courage, and with strength through the power of the Holy Spirit. Grant them supernatural wisdom and discernment, and protect them from the enemy. Protect their marriages and families, and grant them favor in all that they do in service to you, Lord Jesus. Father, we give thanks for our admin council, Leslie, Rob, Zach, Carlos, Amor, and Claudette. Thank you for giving them your spirit of humility and unity. Draw each council member close to you. Continue to grant to them your wisdom and discernment to make right decisions that align with your plans and purposes for Evangel and the community it serves. Lord, we thank you for our worship leaders, Carlene and Jono, for serving you faithfully with the musical talents you gave them. We thank you that each week they lead us into worship, preparing our hearts to hear from you. Grant them an increase in faith and encourage them. Each morning, give them a fresh anointing from the Holy Spirit and grant to them the joy of the Lord. We thank you also for all those who participate on the worship teams and for our technicians who serve us each week. May you richly bless them in all they do, increasing their faith and granting to them your perfect peace. As we move into 2024, Lord, we ask you for your spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we may know you better. We need your wisdom and discernment as we participate in this community. We crave the spirit of truth to guide us into all truth. And as we interact with those in the world, make us humble and graceful ambassadors of Christ. Help us to remember that God makes his appeal to the world through us. Therefore, help us in this church to be reconciled one to the other and to be unified in our purpose of sharing the love of Christ to a perishing world. Finally, Lord, we ask for growth within Evangel. We ask that you take our mustard seed of faith and increase it beyond our imaginings. Draw us close to you, Lord Jesus, and give us discipline to read your word every day. Place a hunger in our hearts to spend time with you in prayer. And for those who need to hear the saving message of Jesus Christ, may they walk into our church every Sunday. We ask that you burden our hearts, Lord, to tithe sacrificially as an act of worship to you. We thank you, Lord, that in accordance with your word, when we sow abundantly, we reap abundantly. We thank you in advance for the abundant resources you will provide to support the kingdom work that we do at Evangel. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
How many know that the battle is the Lord's? Can I hear an amen? He's fighting for us, and he's making our intercession for him a powerful weapon. Amen? Let's sing this song, The Battle Belongs. When all I see is the battle, you see my victory. When all I see is a mountain, you see a mountain move. And as I walk through the shadow, your love surrounds me. There's nothing to fear now, for I am safe with you. So when I fight, I fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. And oh God, the battle belongs to you. And every fear I lay at your feet. And I'll sing through the night. And oh God, the battle belongs to you. If you are for me, and if you are for me, who can be against me? For Jesus, there's nothing impossible for you. When all I see are the ashes, you see the beauty, yes you do, Lord. When all I see is a cross, God, you see an empty tomb. Come on, all together, when I fight. So when I fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. And oh God, the battle belongs to you. And every fear I lay at your feet. And I'll sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs. So when I fight, I fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. And oh God, the battle belongs to you. And every fear I lay at your feet. And I'll sing through the night. And oh God, the battle belongs to you. And almighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadow, you win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of Almighty. And almighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadow, you win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. So when I fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. And every fear I lay at your feet. And I'll sing through the night. And oh God,
The battle belongs, just your voice. So when I fight, I'll fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. And oh God, the battle belongs to you. And every fear I lay at your feet. And I'll sing through the night. And oh God, the battle belongs to you. Almighty fortress, you go before. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadow. You win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. And almighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadow. You win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. Nothing can stand against the power.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus. And over every heart and every mind. Cause I know there is peace within your prayer. I speak Jesus. I just want to. And I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Till every dark addiction. Till every dark addiction starts to break. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Is your name. Cause your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is love. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name. Cause I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Over fear. And over fear and all anxiety. To every soul held captive by depression. I speak Jesus. Yeah. I'm going to sing that again. I want to speak the name. I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. And over fear and all anxiety. Oh, to every soul held captive by depression, I speak Jesus. Because your name has power. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Thank you, Lord. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. Cause your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Draw from you, Lord. break every stronghold, shine through the shadow, burn like a fire, Lord. Come on, let's sing these words. Shout Jesus from. Shout Jesus from the mountain. Oh, Jesus in the streets. Yeah. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak your holy name. Jesus. Come on, let's lift it up. Shout Jesus. Hey. Shout Jesus from the mountain. Oh, Jesus in the streets, yeah. And Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name. Jesus. Oh, yeah. Cause your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. Your name is power.
Your name is healing.
Your name
is life.
Break every
stronghold.
Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. Shout Jesus from the mountain. Shout Jesus
from the mountain.
Jesus
in the street.
Jesus
in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family,
I speak
the holy name.
Jesus. Jesus from, shout Jesus from
the mountain.
Jesus
in the street. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy.
Jesus
for my family,
I
speak the holy name. Jesus.
Cause your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name. Break every
stronghold,
shine through
the shadows,
burn like
fire.
One more time. Cause your name is power.
Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
Matthew 6, verses 25 to 34 says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what is what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. It is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes. Look at the birds in the air. They sow or reap or stow away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about the clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow, is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run out after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
I was just going to invite you to sit if you felt like it, because you can pray sitting too. And I've been given quite a long list for us to pray for. So shall we pray? Father, we come to your throne of grace and mercy. We bring our congregation before you. We ask you to bring us together in unity and purpose. We join our prayers with Jesus, who, before dying on the cross, prayed for all believers, for us, today in this place, when he said, "May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me." Father, forgive us for wanting our own agenda and airing our own opinions. Forgive us for harming our neighbor with our words. Help us to be humble and understanding with each other. Help us to encourage and build each other up. We think of the words of the Apostle Paul in prison, and we pray his words together. Help us to be like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose, doing nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility considering others better than ourselves, looking not only to our own interests, but also to the interests of others. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. And Heavenly Father, we pray now for Esther and our children's ministry leaders. And we pray that we would see growth within our children's ministry. Thank you, Lord, for giving Esther and her helpers your love to serve in this ministry so close to your heart. Through their leadership, we ask that all the children will know they are deeply loved by you and by our children's ministry team. Grant Esther and her team insight into the needs of each child. Grant them guidance in teaching the children simple prayers, like talking to you, their Heavenly Father, and knowing you're listening and caring for them. And we thank you in advance for increasing the numbers of the children whom you have chosen to come to evangel. And Father, we pray now for continued growth within our youth and young adult ministries. We thank you for the strong leadership and love you've given Pastor Scott for our young people. And may you give Pastor Scott and his young leaders understanding and wisdom about the multiple needs of our youth in this day of grave temptations. Grant our youth and young people a prayer life. And a love for your word that will radiate from them. and will impact the youth that they serve. We ask that our youth will be strengthened in their faith so they will pursue holiness and purity, making Jesus the Lord of their life. Thank you, Lord, for giving our youth a passion to invite others to come to youth and young adult ministries while you prepare the hearts of their friends to come. And now, Father, we ask you for more participation and help within our live stream, tech, sound, and hospitality teams. We thank you, Father, for all presently serving you in this valuable way. And we ask you to, just like you asked us to pray for more laborers in your harvest field, we do that now as we ask you to raise up the helpers needed in all these areas. Thank you for speaking into the hearts of people you've gifted to help in these ways. Grant them an urge to volunteer and speak up. And thank you right now for bringing the matter to the attention of those you're calling to be blessed and to serve in these ways. And Father, we pray now for our small group leadership and growth within our small groups. We thank you for every small group leader you've placed in this position. We ask you to grant them above all the love of Christ for each person in their group. Grant them wisdom and understanding with each person. And help everyone in the group to honor each other, giving time and caring ears for all to share and speak as they desire. We ask you, Lord, for growing unity in Christ within each small group and for giving each member an esteem for your word and for the power of prayer. Thank you now for increasing the outreach and the fruitfulness of each group. And thank you for moving each member to pray for their leader and those in their group. Father, now we pray for the seniors' visitation ministry and the seniors unable to attend in person. Thank you for increasing prayers for the lonely and the elderly who are unable to attend church. And thank you for giving people the ministry to visit or to phone or write letters, remembering what we do for others. We're doing it for you, Jesus. Father, we pray now for the Perfect Peace Ministry. We thank you for the favor and blessing you've given Rhoda and her family as they tirelessly reach out, helping the needy and sharing God's love and salvation at every opportunity. May you continue to keep them united in Christ, setting an example for all in giving and serving. And thank you for giving them guidance as they pray and teach and disciple new believers. And finally, Father, we pray for grieving families, those who are sick, family struggles, and salvation of family members. We ask you to comfort those who have lost loved ones in our congregation, and that we will be your hands of loving care. Thank you for your presence, assuring them of your love upon them every new day. And thank you also, Lord, for your readiness at all times to heal those suffering from illness. Look upon our congregation, even now, as we lift up all those that we know of and you know of who are sick in our congregation. We lift them to your throne of grace right now. We ask for the healing power of Jesus' blood to flow over each life right now. We bless Gaynor and Birdie, Gemma, Elfrida, Grace and Jerry, Jack and Bonnie. We thank you that you're not missing anyone we're not aware of. And Father, you are the one who heals broken relationships in our marriages, with our children, with each other. So we ask you today to help us to be the first to seek peace and ask for forgiveness for our faults. Help us to overcome evil with good. Thank you today, Lord, for hearing the prayers of our heart for the salvation of our families. Knowing that you're always at work in every heart as we pray and never give up. Thank you for assuring us that you delight in saving entire households of one believer. And we ask all these things today in the powerful, mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Can remain seated as we just make these next couple of songs prayers from our hearts to the Father this morning. Worthy of every song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name.
Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever see. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you, only for you.
Holy
and holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me.
Worthy.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other. Jesus, the only one who could ever say, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe,
we live for you. Oh, we live for you. Come on, every voice, sing. And holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those. Oh, you're holy, holy. There is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Let's make this our prayer. I will build. And I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation that will put my trust in you alone. And I will not be. I'm going to build. I found my ring. Without you, I fall. Oh, you're the one that guards my heart. Lord, I need you.
Oh, I need you.
In every hour, I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. Where sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. In where you are, Lord, and holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. And every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God. How I need you. I need you. Oh, I need you. And every hour I need you. You're my one defense, my righteousness.
Oh, God.
Oh God, how I need you. Oh God, how I need you. And oh, precious is the love that makes me white as snow. The fount I know, yeah, is nothing but the blood of Jesus. Singing, oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, there is nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. We cling, Lord, there is nothing but the blood of Jesus.
James chapter 2, verse 14 to 20 and 26. What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing, and you say, goodbye and have a good day, stay warm and eat well. But when you don't give that person any food or clothing, what good does that do? So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. Now someone may argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds. But I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? I will show you my faith by my good deeds. You say you have faith, you believe that there is one God. Good for you. Even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. How foolish. Can't you see that faith without good deeds is useless? Just as the body is dead without breath, So also faith is dead without good works.
I didn't know that was the scripture we were reading this morning, but the Lord just gave it to me a minute ago. So, Father, I pray that we would not just be hearers of the word, but doers. As we've prayed for our leadership here at EPC and the community here at EPC, let us pray for the bigger community. Let us pray for our local community and our farther, our global community. I just love the song we were singing, Open Our Hearts in Wonder to Those Around Us. And Father, first off, we pray that you would open our hearts here at EPC to those needs and those people around us, far and near. And Father, we pray, first of all, for our Kerr Street mission. And I pray, first off, Father, for all those people who have been involved with Kerr Street Mission, who had the vision for Kerr Street Mission many years ago, and we thank you for them. We pray for Kerr Street Mission today as they seek to bring hope through care in our community. We pray for an increase in generosity of financial donors and for more volunteers who would join them as they operate as a hub of caring programs such as the Food Bank, Neighbor Care Network, and CAP, Canadians Against Poverty, which helps people get out of debt. We pray that the volunteers from this church who serve to bring a monthly breakfast to the community that gathers at Kerr Street Mission, that those volunteers from this church would be encouraged to persevere and that you would bring them joy as they serve. And we pray for our Kelly from this church who faithfully coordinates this, and for Jen. Father, we do pray for those in our community who are experiencing housing and food insecurity. We pray for those with ongoing mental health issues. That you would minister to them, Lord God, through us. And we pray for those experiencing domestic abuse and those struggling with addictions. Just as Mary prayed, Father, that you would pour out your healing blood upon those who are struggling at this time of year. And give us eyes to see them, those people in our paths that cross our paths, that we would shine your light and your love in their lives and bring them hope and encouragement. Father, we pray for Pastor Jen and for all that she has done and is doing on the issue of anti-human trafficking initiatives, 401, and Restoration Second Stage Homes. We pray that you would strengthen Jen especially to follow you in her efforts to help victims of human trafficking. We pray for freedom and healing for victims, for more housing for survivors, for organizations helping to have to help people have more financial and people resources for them. For stricter online age verifications to prevent exploitation of minors. For awareness to spread in all middle and high schools of the danger of online grooming. Father, we thank you for Edith's outreach in this church, for the gardening project that she started last summer. We pray for its success in the coming months and this summer again, that you would draw in not only people from this church, but people in the neighborhood to garden and to help reap the harvest from this garden. We thank you that you gave her that vision to start that garden. We pray for more vision in this church, in these church members, in EPC church members, more vision for more initiatives to serve our community, Father God. Again, let us be hearers and doers of your word, Father. We pray for Esther Massey. We thank you for her and for her being a hearer and doer of your word. We thank you for her connections in Pakistan. We thank you for Open Hands Global, who work alongside the poorest and oppressed communities within Pakistan in order to help break the cycle of poverty through education. Thank you for Open Hands Global, Father. Thank you for, we pray that they would expand their ministry. We thank you, Lord, as we understand that they started with 15 children, and today there are 240 children involved. We ask that you would continue to lead and guide them, Esther, and all the people that work with her, and her sister in the States, and that you would provide for them in every way. We thank you for Cecilia and Felix and Hannah, their daughter, the Chirasari family, who are serving you in South Africa. We ask that you would increase their new ministry opportunities as they seek to raise up communities of people that are self-sustained and empowered to help themselves, and that people through them would experience the true love of Jesus. We thank you for their incredible hearts to serve. We ask your blessing on them today, that they would know how much they are loved by us and by you, Father God. We thank you for Delia and Nargitsa. We thank you for their service here in Canada and all the ways that they have impacted your kingdom, especially in orphanages overseas. Bless the work of their hands, Lord, as they reach out to refugees new to Canada and to Indigenous people. Protect and care for their families and give them rest and joy and peace and strength to continue to impact this world in your mighty name. We pray, Father, for Cuba. We pray that you would help the Cuban people in their desperate economic situation, that you would provide food and fuel for them and enable them to prosper. We pray especially that you would provide for Cuban pastors and for their churches, for all that they need, and that you would encourage these pastors and these churches and renew their hope in you. Father, we just pray all these things in the mighty and all-powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Let's all stand together. Now, Father, in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come quickly, your will be done the same. Sing that again. Our Father. Our Father, in heaven, and hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come quickly, your will be done the same on earth as it is in heaven. Let heaven come to earth as it is in heaven. Let heaven our Father. And our Father in heaven, oh, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come quickly. Your will be done the same on earth as it is in heaven. Let heaven come to earth as it is in heaven. Let heaven come to earth as it is in heaven. Let heaven come to earth as it is in heaven. Let heaven. Let heaven come. Let heaven come. Let heaven come. Oh, yours is the kingdom, and yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory forever. Amen. Oh, yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory forever. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory. Yours is, yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Alpha in heaven. Your kingdom come quickly. Your will be done the same. Amen.
Final scripture reading this morning is found in Philippians chapter 1. Verses 3 to 11. And it says, every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. Whenever I pray, I make my requests for all of you with joy, for you have been my partners in spreading the good news about Christ from the time you first heard it until now. And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. So it is right that I should feel as I do about all of you, for you have a special place in my heart. You share with me the special favor of God, both in my imprisonment and in defending and confirming the truth of the good news. God knows how much I love you and long for you with the tender compassion of Christ Jesus. I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. For I want you to understand what really matters, so that you may live pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ's return. May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ, for this will bring much glory and praise to God. In a moment, we're going to conclude our service with a with reciting the Lord's Prayer together as a congregation, and then I will close in prayer. But first, I just want to say thank you to our readers and our prayers this morning for leading us so beautifully today. So let's read the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And so, Jesus, we give you thanks for this day. God, a day where we can gather together the last day of 2023 and be able to lift you up and exalt you in this place. God, we thank you for the year that is now behind us, and we pray in expectation for the year ahead. God, for our leaders, for our community, for our church, God, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in 2024 as it is in heaven, here in EPC as it is in heaven. We love you, Jesus, and we pray this all in your amazing, wonderful name. Amen. Amen. God bless. Have a great week and see you next year.